Well, yesterday was not the day to take a little peek at the 401k, all right? Dow dropped as much as 970 points. It ended up closing down 614, about 2%. Here to make sense of that and talk about what it means short-term, long-term, what's at play, what factors are needing to be discussed here, none other than Liz Claman, Fox Business Network, joining us on KCMO in Kansas City. Liz, always great to have you on. Let's start at the 35,000-foot view here. What was the main driver of yesterday's drop in the markets?
Well, you had so many pundits saying it's not just this Chinese commercial builder called Evergrande, which, by the way, Bloomberg just confirmed that they missed two interest debt payments yesterday. Everybody knew that they have a huge one coming up on Thursday. They owe a lot of money. They're highly levered. They build apartment complexes in China. And they were expected to default on Thursday. We don't know what's going to happen, but it's an $83 million payment. Why would that matter to the U.S. markets? Well, you just never know, Mundo. This is a herd. And, of course, the market is a voting machine. It's been sort of on its toes waiting for something to signal, you know what, this bull market's been going on for years and years. Something bad's got to happen. And they looked upon this as a possible sort of Lehman moment, some people were calling it, where it would trigger a whole bunch of defaults. And so the markets got spooked. Others would say that we start a two-day Federal Reserve meeting today. And tomorrow we may find out when the Fed will start scaling back its asset purchases of $120 billion a month that they put into place at the worst point of the lockdown. But I just attribute it to a very jittery market that heard about this situation in China and said, I'm out for the moment. Risk off.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned the Fed meeting. I mean, how much of this ties into, is there a thought that they could end up expediting those rate increases that they've insisted are not happening until 2023, which, I mean, doesn't seem possible based on what we're seeing on the inflation front. Is that part of the equation here, Liz?
I don't think so. I think the Fed are a bunch of fraidy cats at the moment. They don't want to be saddled with the, you triggered the taper tantrum.
Yeah.
And they don't want to raise rates, even though this economy has come so far twice now. Okay, from the lows of the Lehman explosion and implosion, right? And by the way, we're at the 13th anniversary of that, September 15th of 2008. And I just think they missed some critical windows where they could have started normalizing rates, nothing crazy. And then, of course, coming out of the pandemic, our markets have seen an incredible run-up, and the economy has certainly fought back. But Everyone's scared, and they just want to keep putting pillows down where they think the markets will fall and where they think the economy will fall. And if you live like that, you'll never take a chance in life. So I think now might not be the window because of not just what happened yesterday, but the Delta variant is certainly a flashing warning light. And until we're out of that, the Fed may be nervous. But I think tomorrow we will. And by the way, we have the live news conference on Fox Business, which begins at around, I want to say, 2:30, the Q&A. That's what matters. And we'll be taking that live to hear exactly what Jay Powell says. And I think he may give an indication that the tapering should start. Because, Mundo, and you know this, you've talked about this to your listeners, we have a very hot housing market that arguably is overheating.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, $40 billion of the $120 billion in bond purchases the Fed makes every month, wrap your mind around that, are in mortgage-backed securities. Why do we need to shower the housing market, which is doing very well, with all that money and all that stimulus? I mean, my personal opinion, that's where you would scale back.
Yeah.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Absolutely. Liz Claman, Fox Business Network's joining us. And that's where I wanted to go next, Liz, on the real estate side. I mean, I know it's obviously happening in your neck of the woods, but, you know, out here in Kansas City, you've got regular folks paying 10, 20% above ask price, competing 30, 40 bids for homes. What role does that play, and how much does that concern you? You mentioned the 13-year anniversary of Lehman. Is there anything that would indicate we're to that level at this point? And if not, what would have to get it to that point?
Well, that's the funny thing about so-called black swans. You don't really see them until they're flapping their wings in front of you. And you could go back to a little history lesson here of 1998, the long-term capital management disaster, which was a very sort of esoteric hedge fund. And they had made a wrong-way bet on the, of all things, Russian ruble. And suddenly, there was real risk of this derailing the U.S. economy. I mean, you're telling me in Kansas City or Manhattan, nobody knew about this.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't really know until it smacks you in the face. That's why this Evergrande situation was disturbing to me. But remember, Beijing does not want it on their shoulders that they cause some type of, you know, global unwinding. So I would suspect they may come in and negotiate secretly behind the scenes and somehow work out a rescue. I think they're in no mood at the moment to save Evergrande. They'll punish Evergrande for doing this, but they're not going to let the whole system go haywire. That's what I really do believe will happen. I mean, and by the way, let's let our listeners know, the futures this morning giving us an indication that the markets will open up a couple of hundred points.
Mm-hmm.
So much for the messy meltdown. That lasted a hot minute.
Now, at that note, Liz, I mean, you mentioned that maybe this is just a one-day story, but what, if any, impact could this have on, you know, Congress looking at this $3.5 trillion in spending? We know that the economy is getting overheated in many respects. Inflation is happening. What role does that play at all to Congress and the amount of spending that they've jacked into the system the last 18 months?
There is getting to be a less and less appetite for a massive spending bill like that. I mean, perhaps a skinny down version, a compromise of some sort. And even some of the Democrats are floating that and saying it's a bit much, especially considering that you have, as I mentioned, a very strong housing market. We have good numbers. We got a good sort of durable goods number last time around, which is sort of sales and orders of big ticket items that last 3 to 5 years. You're talking about washing machines and airplanes and big trucks and things like that. And jobs are plentiful. We have the job openings and labor turnover that is at a record, meaning people don't leave their jobs unless they think there's a better one. And listen, anecdotal evidence, we're having trouble finding certain skilled people for certain positions. So I think that, you know, everybody's sort of experiencing that, but I don't think it really attacks the underlying issue here, and that is this massive wealth gap. Because now, and when our parents were around, you didn't need two or three jobs just to make a mortgage payment or put your kids through a decent college. You do now. And that's disturbing. And for some reason, this very wealthy country can't figure out what's at the heart of that and fix it.
Well, what about, you know, that ties into some of these plans on the reconciliation bill that, you know, increase corporate taxes and individual taxes at certain levels. Do you think that the markets are reacting to that? And if so, what does that mean to Congress in possibly scaling that back, if at all?
Well, the markets are very close to all-time highs. I mean, 2-3% away from that. Not a bad move at all. And I do personally think that the middle class and the so-called upper middle class, I'm not talking about the uber rich, but listen, it's all relative, and it should be the corporations that get a more sort of fair tax rate. You know, they're at, what, 21%? They had been at 35%. I mean, 28% is reasonable for these companies. And by the way, so many of them pay zero in taxes. How is that fair? We don't want to disincentivize big corporations that create jobs. Hey, good for Amazon. Good on you. But just remember that it was Henry Ford who created arguably the middle class by paying auto workers on the assembly line a fair wage so they could buy a house and have two kids and a dog and 1.5 cars or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I mean, step up. And Amazon actually is. I think that they are going to hire, you know, more than 100,000 people at $18 an hour. you know, the free market does speak. It really does. And Amazon wouldn't do that if they felt they didn't need to. Same with Walmart. But you've got to give people hope that they can move up a ladder, that they can be rewarded, and that they have a future.
She is Liz Claman, Fox Business Network on KCMO Talk Radio. But Liz, until we figure out all those other issues, right, with these home prices and whatnot, I don't think it'll matter whether it's 18 or 20 bucks an hour.
Yeah, that's, by the way, that's an inventory issue. Because of the pandemic, so many people snapped up homes everywhere. And listen, Kansas City, you guys have a very attractive cost of living level, and people wanted to move there. Mm-hmm. Plus the Chiefs. I mean, hello.
Of course. Yeah. That is so true. She is Liz Claman, Fox Business. Catch her every afternoon on the Claman Countdown. Liz, it's great to have you on KCMO in Kansas City. Thanks for being back.
Mundo, you're the best. Thank you.
You bet. Liz Claman on KCMO Talk Radio.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.